studio. Longtime school board member, outgoing school board member. But he's got one final act to do tonight, so we're going to talk about what the school board is going to be bringing up. There is a Madison school district policy prohibiting parents from taking their children out of school for political events. But tonight it's going to be, well, maybe scuttled. Can you tell us what's going to happen tonight, Juan? And first of all, welcome, and also thank you for your many years of service to the Madison school district. And especially for the work you've done for the children of Madison School District, Juan.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate that. It was a good 12 years. I enjoyed it tremendously, and I'll still be very active. You know, I'm not going to go away. I'm not going anywhere. The voters spoke that night, and the people that voted said that it was time for somebody else to come in. And I respect that, and I just thank all the people who gave me the 12 good years, and I think I gave 12 good years as well in representing the disenfranchised and the kids of color that were otherwise not represented, in my opinion. And tonight, Tony, regarding the policy, I think we're going to eliminate the policy, or we're going to change it so that our young people can participate in what I call a very important demonstration.
What is the policy, first of all? What is
the policy right now? That it's at the discretion of the superintendent to excuse an absence if a young person participates in any kind of political protest. And that's the policy. And we enacted that policy, of which I supported in 2001 or 2002. I don't remember exactly when. But what we were trying to do was to avoid young people going out and protesting in support of the KKK or other groups that are out there that are really anti-everything, and never knowing that we would be confronted in this kind of situation. But, you know, even in the protest of war, when young people have taken off and participated in that march or in that protest, they have not had excused absences. So what we need to do is to change that so that if a young Latino or Latina, their parents want them to participate, they're allowed to do so. I think we have
Their parents could take them out of school, call them in sick, or just say, hey, my son's or daughter's not going to school today. What would happen? They would get an unexcused absence.
They would get an unexcused absence. That's really the only thing that would happen, Tony. But it's inconsistent because, you know, if you're a family that goes on a vacation before spring break, or you go anytime and you got the money to do it and you ask for that kind of excuse, you know what? It's going to be an excuse absence to go skiing in Colorado, or maybe to go to Latin America, or to go to Europe.
Well,
we excuse kids all the time.
This happens all the time.
To go on a peaceful march to protest, which I think are some of the worst things that this country are experiencing right now. I mean, the movement right now, anti-gay, anti-Latino, anti-Mexicano, anti-everything, man, is ridiculous in this community and in this country. I'm embarrassed that these kinds of things are going on. Tonight I hope and I expect that the school board will either, like I said, eliminate the existing policy or change it so that our young Latinos that want to go and participate can. But let me tell you one other one, Tony, because there's staff that also want to participate.
Okay.
And yesterday the staff could have asked for time off. You know, they have, of course, under the union contract, they have the ability to take a day off to go out there and protest and march and whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
But they needed to do it since yesterday. I know that I've talked to some people from the union. The issue that I warn people is don't send out information on their school district email or their school or any kind of government type of email, because then they're putting them in a situation that, you know, they could be some kind of discipline. But I don't foresee that we're gonna discipline or terminate anybody. As long as I'm on the school board, which I got another 3 weeks left,
okay,
I'm going to make sure that doesn't happen.
All right. Now, what's different is students wanted to take off for the anti-war rallies, of course.
Mm-hmm.
This policy was in place, so they really were getting, it was unexcused. But how often have, like, the students came to the board meeting last week or whatever, and they actually requested, so Art Rainwater, the superintendent, actually had the discretion to just say, okay, I'm letting you off or whatever, some sort of amnesty, if you will. That didn't happen. So now the board tonight is going to be taken. Is this a special board meeting that you guys are calling tonight and to deal with this issue and this issue
This
alone?
Issue only. That's all we're talking about changing the policy, one. Number two, also adopting a resolution that will be read on Monday that the Board of Education is against the immigration policies that were being proposed by Sensenbrenner, and I think there's a congressman from New York, which is, you know, Bill 443 or
4437.
4437, and we're going to adopt a resolution, and we will make sure that, I think the third item, but don't quote me on that one, is that that the kids be excused from doing so. And the superintendent said his reason was that he didn't disagree with what people wanted to do, but since he wanted to be consistent, since he did not allow people that went to protest on the war, it was an unexcused absence, that he was going to be consistent in the way he interpreted the policy. We're going to say, you know what, thank you, but we're going to change it.
Just go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
All right, now, as you know, in Wisconsin, as I was mentioning with David Duran a little bit earlier, we've somewhat progressive approach to allowing farm worker children to attend our public schools, all right? Do you see that there's any movement to change that and not allow children of migrant workers or possibly undocumented children of undocumented workers here in the United States to attend our public schools? Is that a big issue? Is that a big burden on our school district also?
Tony, it's not a big burden, number one. Number two, I hope that's not the movement now because of the proposed legislation, but hey, nowadays, man, nothing's going to surprise me. I hope that's not the movement in that direction. I hope that in some of our smaller rural schools where we have a lot of migrant Chicano kids that are attending those schools are not going to be singled out. And I'm afraid that that could potentially happen, you know, or people say, you know, I mean, our kids read that stuff too, man. They're listening on the, they're listening to radio. They're watching TV. They're reading. They're on the internet. They see, you know, hey, are you illegal? Are you here? You know, whatever. And, you know, sometimes just like adults, young people can be just as nasty as adults are. I don't see that movement, but like I said, Tony, I'm going to make sure, you know, my term ends in 3 weeks, and I'm going to make sure that the State School Board Association and DPI and CESA and everybody else that's involved in education doesn't allow that to happen, because our young Latino kids, our young Chicano or migrant kids should not be singled out. As a matter of fact, they should be given the attention that they need so that they could succeed in school. And I just hope that there's not a racist movement, because to me, this movement by Sensenbrenner is a racist, outright racist, slanderous kind of movement.
All right. Now, you got 3 more weeks on the school board. Is the school board going to be taking up any contentious things in these next 3 weeks?
Well, today's probably going to be the most contentious stuff we're going to have. Next week, we're going to be deciding whether to go to a referendum for a new school on the southwest side of Madison. We're also going to decide how to pay for the addition for Leopold Elementary School.
Now, is there some possibility that the addition at Leopold Elementary School can be financed without having to go through a referendum?
Exactly. There's a couple of options.
There is.
There is. There's 2 options. We can do it from our existing budget, Tony, right now, and that would be an additional probably almost $400,000 that we would have to cut within the school district budget.
Plus, on top of the $8 million that you guys got to cut.
Of the $8 million, and then who knows what the legislature is going to do? Because you know the legislature is going to want to make sure that they make the Democratic governor look bad. So they'll probably propose many millions to cut, which could affect the school board, all local school districts. So it could be anywhere from 10 to 15 million that people have to cut,
and everybody says just here in Dane County,
just here in Madison. Just here in Madison, man. So we could fund it. To answer your question, we could fund it through the existing budget, which would be an additional $400,000 cut within the school district, or we go out to referendum. And you know,
if we go to referendum, it most likely will lose, be shot down.
Well, you know, I mean, the sentiment in Madison right now, man. I mean, you know, Madison is you can no longer depend that Madison's going to support referendums. It's just not going to happen. And you know, people, I mean, even my opponent who ran against me, we got to build the confidence and the trust. Man, when people vote with their pocketbooks, people vote very different than when they. It's not a matter of trust. It's not a matter of confidence. I just don't want my taxes raised anymore.
Okay. Juan Lopez, I want to thank you for being on. Again, the school board will be taking that up, and of course the school board meeting is open to the public. If you want to weigh in or at least just show your support for this cause, they will be addressing the whole issue of allowing students who have requested time off for the National Day of Action, a day without Latinos march and rally, which is going to be taking place this Monday at 10:30. Ward is going to be giving extensive coverage to that march and the program also at the state capitol.
Tony, and we've gotten a lot of emails. People are already against this and opposed, so be ready for
you're
some
kidding.
Fireworks. Oh, man, I've been some nasty ones.
You guys got the majority, so
we're
just
gonna
do the right thing.
We will do
it. You want people to come to the meeting at what time?
It's tonight at 5 o'clock, and it's in room 103 of the school district, 545 West Dayton.
All right, at 5 o'clock today.
Five o'clock today.
So it could be a contentious thing, and I didn't know there'd be a lot of people. I guess I could understand it. There is a reactionary element out there here in Madison. Which is making itself more visible in the school board issues. So check that out. It's just about 9 o'clock, 8:58. I want to thank Juan Lopez for being on, David Duran.